Chapter 13, The Fox. We now come to an animal which, although it is rather small, is able to do a lot of damage and mischief. I hardly suppose you have seen a live fox. They are too sly and crafty to let you get near them. But perhaps you have seen one in the museums, or if not, you may have seen a picture of one. You look at his sharp and pointed face. Does he not seem to be very wise and cunning? Yes, it is true he is. But in some ways he is like those the Bible speaks of who are wise to do evil. It is sad when people are clever for evil ends. Yet this crafty and cunning nature is given to the fox so that he can use it to catch his food and to make it hard for himself to be caught. In the daytime, the foxes lie in their holes, and at night they creep out to catch some little animal, or perhaps a nice chicken. We have said the fox is a small animal, and if it climbed up over a stone wall, you would hardly expect the wall to break down under its weight, would you? Or if it did break down, you would say it had been very badly built and was of no use. Well, that was just how the enemies of the Jews laughed at them, and when they were building up the walls of Jerusalem which had fallen down. You remember that God sent the Jews into captivity to Babylon for 70 years to punish them for their sins. But at the end of that time, and they came back to Jerusalem and began to build up the walls, and this is how their enemies mocked them. They said, "That which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall." But God was with his people, and they went on building and made the walls strong again. Sometimes it would seem the foxes used to spoil the grapevines which grow out on the hills in the land of Palestine. Because Solomon says in his song, "Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes." This may show that when any are seeking after the Lord and are made very tender and anxious to do what is right, there may be some little thing that may come like a fox and hinder them so as to turn them aside. Or you may have heard what the minister has said, and when you get outside of the chapel, some little thing may be said which turns your mind right away from it. How we do need to pray that these little foxes may not be allowed to spoil our tender feelings and desires and turn us aside from right things. Then you will remember what Jesus said about the foxes, for he spoke of them twice at least. One thing he said about them was that although the foxes have their holes where they sleep, and the birds have their nests, yet he had nowhere to lay his head. What wonderful love was this in the Savior, that he should be willing to suffer such hard things while he was here on earth for the salvation of sinners. How we need to think of this when we lie down at night on our comfortable beds, and to be thankful for all our mercies, and especially to seek to know such a Savior. One more thing Jesus said about the fox. The Pharisees came to him and told him to go away, or else Herod the king would kill him. But Jesus sent them to Herod with a message, and he called him a fox. "Go and tell that fox," he said. This was because that wicked king was as crafty as a fox. Now here are the texts for you to find and read. The mocking of the Jews when they were building the walls, you will find in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4. About the foxes spoiling the grapes is in the second chapter of Solomon's Song, and the words of Jesus about the fox in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13.